Fantasy Football Foursome XL. This is our fifth segment here, and we want to thank you for joining us on the app and online, 941theloon.com. And we're going to keep going with Trenchum and Benchum for week two. Eric, Sunday Night Football, Miami, taking on New England.
All right, John. Yeah, we could have done this more live. These guys just ramble on and on and on and on and on. So we put in the trenches here in New England. Well, Stevenson, probably the only guy worth really trenching. Not only because where he drafted him, but he looked pretty good catching the ball out of the backfield, running the ball. So I like Stevenson as an RB number two, putting Mac Jones on the bench. And I'm picking up Bourne and Henry. I'm hoping I have better options to start than those two, but I don't mind having them if you don't have better options as a sexy flexy. And then Hunter Henry, again, a guy you need to own, but you may not hopefully have to start him, but definitely get him on your bench. Zeke Elliott, he's going on the bench. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's going on the bench. So those guys, they don't look very good in week one. I don't trust him in my lineups. On the Miami side of the ball, though, I'm putting everybody in there. You got Tua. He's got to be out there. He looked like the best quarterback in the league last week. You got Tyreek Hill, who's telling his fans that he's going to get over 2,000 yards this year. So that means he's telling Tua to throw him the ball all day long. Tyreek Hill, he's a must-start each and every week. Waddle, Mostert, he looks like the real deal out there. He looks like the guy who, as long as he stays healthy, is going to have that starting job. So I like Mostert in the trenches as an RB number two. And I don't mind that Dolphins defense. They're the two – out of the two defenses, John, the Dolphins defense is the one to go with.
Yeah, Vic Fangio certainly making a difference over there in Miami, calling defensive plays. Chance of rain in the forecast, Miami is favored by three. We've got two Monday night games this week. 6:15 start, New Orleans, Carolina, Jack.
Well, Dale, when it comes to that, and all this, Dale, Saints, you're going to put on there, about there, get them on there. That's how they talk, John. We're going to go with, on the New Orleans side of the ball, we're going to go with Olave. I'm good with putting Williams in at running back. I think if they don't use him this week, they got no chance of winning. And I mean overuse him, 20-plus carries. Michael Thomas, Rashid, whatever his name is. I like Michael Thomas in a flex as a WR2 or 3 or a sexy flexy play. Not big on the tight end right now, but if I had to, I'd start Johnson. Not a lot of plays there. Carr is going to be on the bench for me. Better than Daniel Jones. Not as good as Sam Howell. That's where he lands. Right in that mix. Better than Daniel Jones. Not as good as Sam Howell. So now we know where the level is there, right, Jeff? On the Carolina side of the ball. not too much exciting going on here either. I think Sanders in the RB2. Young is on the bench. Definitely trenching Hayden Hurst. I just don't trust the receiving core there. I think you've got way better options on so many other teams, and that New Orleans defense is legit. Now, obviously I want Carolina to win so New Orleans could take a loss in the division, but, Carolina will probably lose, which means their odds to win the division will go through the roof, and everyone should drive down to Iowa and put $10 on it just in case.
Fair enough. New Orleans favored by 3 points. Lyle,
New Orleans defense, John. Sorry, New Orleans defense should be pretty good.
Fair enough. Lyle, 7:15 kickoff. Cleveland taking on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is a weird Monday night schedule. The game's starting an hour apart, but we'll take football anytime we can get it, right? I think you got to at least play four Browns in the trenches this week. Deshaun Watson, not my favorite player in the world, but he was QB4 last week. And if you're looking for fantasy play and a decent quarterback play this week, I'd put Watson in your lineup. Nick Chubb, obvious RB1. And I think what we learned most is that Jerome Ford is the handcuff to have. He had 15 touches and played 30 snaps last week for the Browns. I'm not putting him in my lineup, but he's just somebody to keep tabs on if you are a Nick Chubb owner. Definitely playing Amari Cooper, David Njoku. I think you can trench him in tight end mandatory leagues. Probably staying away from the other receivers, Elijah Moore, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and so on. But I am playing that Browns defense again this week. They were outstanding in week one, and I would expect them to be a top 10 unit this week. Then as far as your Pittsburgh Steelers go, I'm not playing Kenny Pickett. Probably the for sure guy in your trenches this week is Najee Harris, just a volume play. I'm not playing Jaylen Warren. I do like his potential to kind of take that job away from Harris as the season goes. because Deontay Johnson isn't looking very good for playing this week. I think you got to keep all the receivers for the Steelers on the bench. I'm not playing George Pickens or Allen Robinson. I would play Pat Freiermuth. He's a little banged up from week one, but if he goes, I think you have to suit him up in pretty much every format. And I'm going to keep that Pittsburgh Steelers defense on the benches this week.
Cleveland.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you, just because the game's in Pittsburgh, some things that you should put on the bench here for, since Watson's coming to town. Near the Steelers Stadium, you've got a massage parlor called Family Back Rub. You want to put them on the bench. Don't come to work that day. The Health Club and Spa, don't come to work. Spa Gemma, take the weekend off. Pittsburgh Acupuncture, don't come in. Live Better Massage, Body by Design. I mean, you know, so many. Jen's Massage. Watson's coming to town. Don't go into work that day. Lucky Dragon Spa, definitely don't come in and don't come into work that day. So those are, you're going to want to put all of your massage parlors in on the bench, not in the trenches. Just letting you know that.
Some helpful advice for our Pittsburgh listeners from Jack Culbertson. We want to thank you for that for sure.
Yeah, hide your masseuse, hide your parlors. Because he's molesting everybody out here.
And that piece of audio is going to do it for us on the Fantasy Football Foursome extra long version this week. Again, we want to thank our sponsors. That's ACC Midwest Transportation, West Central Trophies, Rough Swings and Sports Bar, and the United States Marine Corps. Get yourself a trophy. Go online, westcentraltrophies.com. For Eric LeBraton, for Justin Havemeyer, for Lyle Dickman, and for Jack Culbertson, and for Daniel Jones, my name is John Jennings. We'll be back next week for the Fantasy Football Foursome.